Would you give your mum, dad, aunt or that uncle who hugged your partner a little too long free access to your phone?
Oh, no.
Oh, my God, it's a really long video. Ew.
In Dave's brand new YouTube original, Get Off My Phone, we've got six comedians to give their phones over to a relative with total freedom to read messages, DMs, photos and browser history.
What's your search history?
Sorry?
What to do, tips for relief.
The rules are simple. Their relative can read anything they want and even make calls from the comedian's phone.
What is this?
What is... I don't want this one.
That looks really bad.
Starring Tanya Moore, Anya Magliano, Finlay Christie, Travis J with his mum Angie Lamar, Hayley Morris, Grace Campbell and dad Alistair Campbell.
Slightly sexually compromising
people. Divulging their deepest digital secrets.
What the hell is happening?
Get Off My Phone, a Dave YouTube original. Available now on Dave's YouTube channel.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello and welcome to a special podcast version of Unspun, which you can watch on the UK TV player now that the series is finished on Dave. This episode was the final of the series and it features the deputy leader of the SNP, Angus Robertson.
Welcome to Unspun, the show that was outraged at Michael Gove's suggestion that Leave voters are being slut-shamed. But then, he would say that, wouldn't he? A sexy little tart. Stephen Wolfe has resigned from UKIP, saying that the party is riddled with violence and infighting. A spokesman for the party has said, "Have you got his address? Right, come on, lads, let's break his bloody legs." MPs drank a third less wine than they did last year. Some MPs, like David Cameron and Ed Balls, stopped drinking altogether, although Simon Danchuk was rarely seen without a stiff one in his hand. David Cameron's defeat at the EU referendum has led to him being voted the third worst Prime Minister since the war. The study has raised some serious questions, mainly, who the fuck were the other two? The Scottish National Party had their conference in Glasgow this week. Taking the entire political world by surprise, Nicola Sturgeon had a new idea.
I can confirm today that the independence referendum bill will be published for consultation next week.
Hey! Scottish independence! Their big idea for 2016 is the same big idea they've had every year since 1934! Now, the SNP promised that the referendum of 2014 was a once-in-a-lifetime deal. So how does Nicola Sturgeon get out of rhetoric like that? I did see once in a lifetime, but I represent a constituency on the south side of Glasgow and life expectancy there is so low, I reckon we can have another referendum in the next 5 years. The Crown Prosecution Service have announced new guidance to prosecute people who abuse others online. One of the latest trolls to be investigated by the police is an account called Eli the Barrow Boy, who's abused politicians from all parties. Let's have a look at some of his handiwork. He called Tory MP Daniel Kaczynski the stupidest MP in Parliament, Labour MP Neil Coyle a pathetic piece of work, And Labour MP Ian Austin, a balloon-headed halfwit. Now, the police traced the account and the trail led back to this man, Greg Taylor. So, what does Greg Taylor do for a living? He's the Mayor of London's principal government relations officer. Look at his job description. Develop and establish an effective relationship with the Cabinet, Shadow Cabinet and London MPs. Setting the highest standard in upholding integrity and ethical behaviour. That's right. The man employed to charm MPs and ministers is now accused of setting up a Twitter account to hurl abuse at them. Imagine trying to work with him. Yeah, I'll be with you in a minute, Sadiq. I've just got to send this tweet calling John McDonnell an arse-faced spunk puffin. The investigation into Greg Taylor is ongoing, but it's not all bad news. As a result of allegedly being aggressive towards loads of Labour MPs, he's been offered a new role, head of internal relations to Jeremy Corbyn. Now it's time for my special guest. He has a command of the House of Commons that has won him a new army of fans. Elected as the SNP's deputy leader this weekend, please welcome a star of Prime Minister's Questions, Angus Robertson! And when I hear the... Well, you know who I'm gonna be the man that's gave out into you. But I would walk 500 miles, and I would walk 500 more just to be the man who walked a thousand miles to fall down at your door.
They're pretty good, aren't they?
They're very good. Now, we chose to proclaim a song, or MP4 chose to proclaim a song, because, and is this true, you were recruited to the SNP by one of the proclaimers?
It's true. Charlie Reid. So just before they got signed up, they played their first ever gig with the House Martins.
Wow.
But before they sort of hit it lucky, I had this tall, specky guy come to my door. I'd filled in a form saying, I want to join the youth wing of the SNP. And so Charlie Reid came and signed me up. So there you go. Was signed by one of the proclaimers.
That is cool.
It's not bad.
So does that mean that if Phil Collins would have flied you, you'd have ended up as a Tory?
Never.
Now, Angus, your constituency of Moray covers, is this right, half of the entire Scotch whiskey industry in terms of distilleries?
There's more than 40 whiskey distilleries in Moray in Speyside. Yep, it's quite a few. And I think it's an important job for the Member of Parliament to travel round. And you better not be doing a tasting test, by the way.
Well, not a tasting test, but I thought to make you feel at home, this is genuine Speyside Scotch.
Uh-huh.
Is that one that
you... Really?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
I don't recognise that label.
That is Waitrose Speyside. This is...
Special Reserve.
That's right, the Surrey Distillery of... I've never tried this before, but I know...
Me neither. I've never seen that before.
I just thought we could have a dram.
Uh-huh.
How much? Just tell me when.
When? This is past the watershed.
Cheers. So how...
Slancha.
Slancha.
Slancha, your health.
And then sniff it.
It's not bad. I think this is better than what you were drinking earlier. It's almost as orange.
How much should I take of it? Just a little sip? Or?
In moderation.
Oh, God, that's highly addictive.
It might help improve your Scottish accent.
No
way, Matt. When I did all the Nicola Sturgeon impressions, it sounded like I was on Shrek.
You were recruited in 1985, around the time that Nicola Sturgeon joined. Uh-huh, now, we have a photo...
Oh, don't do this.
...of you.
No, don't do this.
So, see if you can spot on the photo. This is a photo of young SNP activists. Angus...
This is not good. this is not going to end well.
Angus on the right of the photo and Nicola on the left of the photo. Can we see that? Look at that. Angus, very, very handsome young man there, Angus.
I think it's a Human League cover band.
No, congratulations on becoming deputy leader of the SNP, because it's a huge achievement. And the mandate you got, over 50% of the vote, it was quite rare to watch an internal party election where there was apparently no animosity.
Yeah, we actually liked each other, the candidates, and we were civil to one another, and, yeah, we get on with one another.
So do you think in a way, you've learned from the mistakes that the Labour Party is sort of making in terms of the factionalism in the SNP?
Don't think so. We'd get on. I think one of the differences between ourselves and the UK parties is we've got a clear North Star. We know where we want to get to. We like the idea of Scotland being able to govern itself and amazingly have the government that you elect, as opposed to being governed by a party that has one seat in your country, which is currently the way it is at the moment.
So when do you think we would see a second independence referendum?
Well, obviously, the Brexit situation is a massively determining issue for us because we voted 62% to remain in Europe. Now, I know in this city, in London, people voted to stay as well, so it's, you know, there are problems outside Scotland. I totally get that.
We could form a union, London and Scotland.
Well, given I was born here, and I'm made for it.
Would that, I mean, do you think that wouldn't be acceptable, would it, really? I mean, I understand...
Are you saying, you have to ask, this is a London audience, would you like to become part of Scotland?
That was about...
You're very welcome.
That was about 52-48, I think. I have to say this, and I hope this doesn't sound silly, but as someone who, I would say I'm a fan of politics and I watch it a lot,
yeah.
It's that I am fascinated by the SNP and the success.
Yeah.
But I sort of worry on your behalf in an odd way.
Oh, don't worry.
But I do.
Don't worry. Why are you worrying?
Because I worry that you're really.
You're lying
popular.
Back. It's like he's going into therapy. don't worry.
What?
It's Sigmund Freud. Yeah.
What? Well, maybe you could help me.
Well, I was in Vienna for 10 years where they do the whole psychoanalysis thing. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So you're gonna.
Do you want to admit to something, Mr. Ford?
That sounds like something else.
Oh, really?
Okay.
Are you still worrying?
I'm sort of worrying for your career after this, really. but, yeah, I guess this feels really nice, actually. I guess what I worry about is that...
It is the last episode of the series, isn't it? It's a season of confiding with all your...
Oh, I'm not going to go into any personal stuff.
Okay.
Just political ways. I worry that the SNP are really popular, Doctor, and that by pushing for a second independence referendum too quickly, you will then make yourselves less popular.
Look, politics has to be... You can sit up now. Surely.
Oh, awake. You're like a hypnotist.
Isn't okay. Politics about the art of the possible? So, of course, you don't have a referendum if you think there's no chance of winning, point one.
OK.
But point two, you can't just go on having referenda time and time again. Now, we had two referenda for devolution in Scotland. We had one in 1979, and then there was a second referendum which delivered devolution in 1997. Will there be another independence referendum in Scotland? I think there will be. For one thing, there's a lot of people who voted no in 2014 because they were told, oh, no, you have to vote no, because otherwise Scotland will be outside Europe.
Yeah.
And they're now thinking, well, hold on a second, I voted no, and now there's been this Brexit vote and we're being taken out of Europe. So people are thinking about things in new ways.
There's another leading politician who's technically Scottish, Donald Trump. but he uses his Scottish...
Not my taste at all, no.
Have you ever met him?
No.
Because Alex Salmond's met him, and obviously previous Labour incumbents as First Minister have met him, and he uses his Scottish heritage. He's got a golf course there. Have you deliberately kept out his way?
Just never had the... Do you normally say good fortune in these...
Pleasure?
Pleasure, yeah. No.
Let's say he becomes President Trump.
I don't. I really, really hope that doesn't happen.
Let's say it does.
No, let's... Why do you always go for these hypotheticals? You're not going to win the referendum. It's going to be a President Trump.
But let's say you get President Trump and independence, and then something happens, and you become First Minister of an independent Scotland.
If.
Not that implausible in both regards. And he says, I'm going to come to Scotland. I want to meet with First Minister Robertson. We're going to drink whiskey together. He's obviously moved around a bit since he became... Would you meet with him as the head of Scotland and the head of America?
Look, I don't think that's going to happen. Firstly, it's not. I hope it's not going to be President Trump. But secondly, it's not going to be First Minister Robertson because I'm at Westminster. I'm not in the Scottish Parliament, and the First Minister needs to be in the Scottish Parliament, so it won't be me.
Okay, but what? But you might get independence.
That I thought was the best answer I could come up with.
Oh, it was.
I cannot countenance a scenario. I just don't want to think about it.
Well, Angus, if let's say Scotland goes independent, would you still come back and drink whiskey with me
on your show?
Yeah.
On the next series. So, are you predicting an independence referendum will take place shortly?
Oh, hey, would you like me to?
When's your next series?
That is to be decided. But Angus, let me say this about a future series. We wouldn't do it if the public didn't want it.
We wouldn't do it if it wasn't successful.
We wouldn't do it if it wasn't successful.
And the right thing to do.
And the right thing to do. We wouldn't foist anything on the public that they didn't want. So,
I'd watch that programme. I think that's very persuasive.
Angus, as expected, you've been absolutely superb. Thank
Thanks
you very
for having
much
me on that. Thank you.
Cheers, mate.
Thank you.
Cheers. Angus Robertson. Before MP4 players out, there's just enough time to have a look at next week's news. Further steps will be taken to combat the House of Commons rodent problem after a small twitchy creature was found sniffing around the canteen. Tim Farron apologised and said next time he'll remember to wear his parliamentary pass. Jeremy Corbyn will continue working towards his goal that 50% of Labour MPs will be women by 2020. If his plans go ahead, this could mean that after the 2020 election, there'll be nearly 5 female Labour MPs. Next week sees the unveiling of a talking toilet in the House of Commons for visually impaired visitors. A pre-recorded voice issues helpful phrases to blind users, such as, the sink is on your left, the lock is above the handle, and I'd give it another 5 minutes if I were you. That's it for this week. Thanks to my guest, Angus Robertson. And now, to play us out, it's MP4!
Well, there you go. Angus Robertson there, Deputy Leader of the SNP. That brings us to the end of this current series of Unspun, but you can catch up with the episodes on the UK TV player online.
Tired of ads intruding into your favourite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Would you give your mum, dad, aunt, or that uncle who hugged your partner a little too long free access to your phone?
Oh, no!
Oh, my God, it's a really long video. Ew!
In Dave's brand new YouTube original, Get Off My Phone, we've got 6 comedians to give their phones over to a relative with total freedom to read messages, DMs, photos, and browser history.
Where's your search history?
Sorry?
What to do, tips for relief.
The rules are simple. Their relative can read anything they want and even make calls from the comedian's phone.
What is this?
What
is
I don't want this one.
That looks really bad.
Starring Tanya Moore, Anya Magliano, Finlay Christie, Travis J with his mum Angie Lamar, Hayley Morris, Grace Campbell and dad Alistair Campbell.
Slightly sexually compromising people.
Divulging their deepest digital secrets.
What the hell is happening?
Get Off My Phone, a Dave YouTube original. Available now on Dave's YouTube channel.